including the book Feminist Fantasies that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Joseph Adams. He is the author of Murdering Multiculturalism, A Candid Conversation About How Cultural and Racial Diversity is Destroying America. His website is thewhitevoice.com. Okay, you were talking about the three factions or the three factors of multiculturalism. But we didn't cover the third one. What is the third one? Or the other one?
Well, we said systemic program, which is obviously important that this is by design. I'm not too sure that there's much to say there. I mean, it's quite evident that this is being done by design. I talk about in the book that there is this equation that you just cannot add mass non-white immigration to a white country that already has a below replacement level birth rate and not see a total annihilation, genetic and physical annihilation of the white race on this continent. It's just the case. It's funny. I mean, you look at where this has happened in current times and in the past. We've seen it in, if I'm not mistaken, 1804 with Dessalines in Haiti, where they killed the 5,000 whites.
Right.
Seeing it in South Africa right now. We just need, and it's good that we have like these, I guess we would call them like case studies, where we can say, hey, this is what happens when you have a school system that is controlled by the destroyers, that they make the curriculums, the anti-white curriculums, the white guilt curriculums, the white castigating curriculums, and then give that to a very hostile non-white young population who is anti-white by design because that's what they've been told they need to be. And then when they get a bit older and the whites are a minority and they're not as, you know, big and powerful as they once were, and not expect them to take a bite out of us. It's just going to happen. But thankfully, we can point to situations overseas and in other countries and on other continents to show what happens when whites become a minority. So that's the systematic program part of it. The social cancer, like I said, we like to treat, much like we do in the United States with our pharmaceutical industry, just like the racism industry, the pharmaceutical industry is a very, powerful and profitable industry. And we treat racism the same way we treat, illnesses, or I should say we treat multiculturalism the same way we treat illnesses. We attack the symptoms, not the disease. Now, that's to say, like, okay, you know, Deanna, I have cancer and, you know, I might have a headache, I might be lethargic, I might, have other, you know, other symptoms of the cancer, the illness, the disease. But, you know, I can take an ibuprofen for the headache, I can take a Red Bull for being groggy and tired, but I'm not treating the cancer. And the cancer is multiculturalism of all people, not just white people.
Right. But you have to look at, okay, why are people moving around? And it's usually because of an economic factor. And so you have to figure, okay, who's controlling the economy of the world that they can just, like see the world as a chessboard and decide that they're going to economically assault one country so that the people in that country will be compelled to move somewhere else where they think that they can take care of their family.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess you're talking about like white flight, for example. It's totally true. And I think, you know, earlier in the program we talked about the conscious and subconscious of many whites in this country. You know, subconsciously we believe the things we do and consciously behave the way we do based on what we subconsciously feel. But the other side of this, too, that I think we need to address is the non-white side of this. You know, if living under this, and it's totally perception, but hey, perception's reality. We live under this perceived system of white supremacy, you know, not necessarily slavery and stuff, voluntary slavery, because remember, to abolish slavery was just to abolish involuntary slavery, not voluntary slavery that we're all participating in. But, you know, these non-whites, if it's so bad living in this system of white rule, why is it that Mexicans, for example, and other Latin immigrants cannot wait to cross the border? It's so bad. The supremacy is so awful. I can't even wait the 6 years to get citizenship the right way. Oh, if let's say blacks have it so bad, why is it that they do their demographic dance and follow us wherever we go? You know, why is that this case? And it's because it's in their best interest for the purest and most productive and most wealthy form of the white race to survive on this continent. Because without whites, civilization will cease to exist as we know it.
Right. And of course, speaking of Mexicans, they were pretty happy in their country until 1996 when the peso was devalued.
Well, I mean, you need to keep in mind that we're not getting the aristocrat Mexicans. I want everybody.
No, exactly.
I don't know if you have a chat room or something, but I want everybody to go and look up the list of Mexican presidents. And you will see that these guys are very light complexion. So in many ways, and I don't mean to be, use a pejorative, but we're getting their Mexcrements in so many ways. We're getting their lower class, these, you know, 5'3" and short and stocky, but they breed like crazy Mexicans. We're not getting their elite. We're getting their Mexcrements. That's like an open toilet, an open sewer that's flooding our country. And that's a major problem. They're not productive. They're taking away jobs from, you know, somebody like me who's young, for example. I could have been the dishwasher or the server in a restaurant when I was 14, but instead a 40-year-old Mexican man has that, or, you know, carrying boxes of tomatoes up and down from the cellar of a fruit and vegetable. I could have done that as a teenager, but no. Instead, the Mexicans are doing that. And, you know, there's major economic terrorism going on, and that's a huge part of it.
Sure. And it is all conducted by the elites in each country. It takes cooperation between these countries in order for them to facilitate this. We do take calls in the second hour, and we do have some callers lining up. Why don't we take a caller? Let's take Patty in New York.
Hi, Diana. White flight was the one way that whites dealt with the problems of the scourge of inner city and black crime. And the thing is, I recently read that the Obama administration has given the Housing Urban Development Agency a lot of money in order to start integrating majority white areas by putting Section 8 housing in these areas. And one right north of me is Westchester County. And these are upper middle class neighborhoods, basically, and people spend a lot of money to live there and a lot of very high property taxes. It's a majority white and Jewish communities, basically. And they're planning to put Section 8 housing in Westchester County. And, if they do this, if there's nowhere for whites to flee to anymore, what are we going to do?
Indeed.
Yeah, you're exactly right. What you're talking about with the Section 8 housing is, and everybody else should go and look this up, it's a grander form of blockbusting. Now, blockbusting used to be like where the real estate agencies would do like these, it was like an underground trade where they would have a proxy buyer in a white neighborhood and bring in the blacks. But, you know, this integration isn't working because we're seeing in these heavily multicultural areas that the school systems are segregated. You know, the population, the white population in public schools is dwindling. In some places, it's even zero, I think, like Texas and California. So we're seeing this this segregation, this resegregation, this micro-scale balkanization of our communities. And I say it's a good thing.
Yeah, but the thing is, if a place like Westchester County, which is upper middle class, if these neighborhoods are destroyed And the white schools that they're, the white public schools that are up there, are integrated with inner city blacks so that the school becomes dangerous for the white child. What, I just don't know where, what whites can do except for becoming so militant in opposing it. And I don't see them being willing to do that, because I'm going to tell you, this happened many, many years ago in another area of Yonkers.
Folks, we are going to a quick break. We will be right back. Patty, you're welcome to stay over the break. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we had Patty from New York on the phone. Patty, did you want to finish your question or comment?
I just wanted to say that many, many years ago, there was a community in Yonkers, which is part of Westchester County. I think it was called Bronxdale. And they also, this was a very nice, predominantly a white American of Italian descent community. And they wanted to put in the Section 8 housing. And these people really fought back tooth and nail against this project, this experiment. And I'll tell you, the Italians are one group who have courage. They have courage and guts. They fought tooth and nail, and they still lost. So I'm just saying, what is the solution? Because I can't come up with any. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Joe, what are your comments?
Well, the solution is that if white people had a country of their own, that wouldn't have happened. You know, we need to tell people, hey, look, we don't need our own neighborhoods. We need our own country. And I used the S word earlier, secessionist. You know, we need to stop pretending like we can just run from the third world in this country for so long. Like the caller said earlier, you know, we're going to be backed into a situation in which we can't escape. Things are going to get bad enough. I say within the next 5 or 10 years, we're probably going to see something that has a bunch of aggregate elements involved, including a financial collapse, like I heard during the break. And of course, racial tensions brewing and growing, and the population demographic shift. So I think, you know, we need to just say, look, if we had our own country, this wouldn't be happening. We wouldn't have to pay for this. We wouldn't have to do this. And keep in mind, you know, I don't know, this might scare the caller, but you know, the system is not sustainable. One quote from my book is the most important quote in the book, and is that the United States of America, as we know it, will not survive multiculturalism. We need to relocate. We need to practice what I have lectured about, and it's kind of like an oxymoronic concept, is civic nationalism. We need to conquer our own communities before we can even worry about having our own country. And whether that's, I know the Italians, I'm part Italian, and we have that fight in us. We need to have that fight. We need to stand up. We need to take over our own communities and put our foot down and say no.
Okay. Let's take another caller. Let's take Michael in California. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hello. I'd like to talk to the guy. Why is a black a broad brush? I mean, there's when
Oh, I'm sorry. We lost Russ. All righty. Let's take Jim in Georgia. Jim, welcome to the program.
And Mr. Adams, back in last school season, a friend of mine and we played golf and fished together, and we had black friends that fish and hunt and play golf with and had barbecues with, and so we're not racist. But his daughter was in a pep rally in the school gym, and she had been grabbed, which she didn't tell her father, in the hallway. She's very well endowed and by the breast and by the buttocks. And well, they had a rally in the gym, and she had to hold hands with one of the black guys that had done this to her, and he had taken his middle index finger and was rubbing her in the palm of the hand, and she just totally lost it. And I don't know what she said, because he didn't tell me. I asked him what had happened, and he tried to tell me the best he could. And they expelled her from school for 10 days, because she didn't want to hold hands with black people anymore. Okay, so I just think it's awful that she had to be put through this and didn't say anything to her father about it. But why the school did that, I mean, I'm sure, from what I understand from other kids, because she's a friend of my daughter, too, that she had used some bad language because, she totally lost it. But this is a shame that this has to go on in schools and that the young ones have to try to keep this in to themselves. And
Joe, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm just telling you that her part of what I understand, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there, but he had asked the school to, where she was grabbed in the hallway, to pull up the cameras, because they have cameras in the hallways and that, and of course there were so many kids they couldn't see that part when that happened, so. But,
you know, I'm sorry to hear that, and I don't know if you've seen the cover of my book yet, but the answer to the problem that you're facing is, number one, probably sending the father a copy of the book, but taking that cleaver on the front page, the front cover of my book, and slicing multiculturalism up. Multiculturalism, enforced integration through contained and coerced and forced diversity, made that situation possible. We cannot look at the blacks, because this is, you know, how many blacks are. I mean, this is just who they are. They can't control themselves, unfortunately. And
it's not all blacks. It's Mr. Adams. It's not all blacks, because We have friends that really were upset, and they're black. They were upset about it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if you listened to what I said earlier. What it comes down to is opportunity cost. I mean, look, like I said, I've confessed. I have non-white friends. I don't hate blacks or browns or yellows or what have you. That's stupidity. But, you know, it's opportunity cost. Are you willing to not have your black golfing buddies to make sure that the young, pretty young woman never has to be the victim of being accosted by some pervert ever again? And I think the answer is yes. I mean, we just need to be honest with that. Opportunity cost.
Well, it wasn't just one time, and it wasn't just one person that had done it. And there was some Hispanics had done it, and there was a white boy that had done it, too. So,
well, I think
the majority were the black men that would grab her. So,
I think a lot of the disgusting whites we have in our community are heavily influenced by non-white pop culture is promoted by the destroyers of our civilization. You know, this is not something that white kids did back in the day. But now they're involved in this, and their friends rub off on them, and they behave more like their friends. So I would say, yeah, I mean, it's opportunity cost. I'm sorry that happened. I get emails like this all the time. But, you know, if we had murdered multiculturalism in time for that to not happen, it wouldn't have happened. And that's really all I can say. I mean, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Well, my problem was it was magnified because the person that she was made to hold hands with was black. And if it was a white person, I don't think it would have been magnified as much as it was. And I don't think she would have been expelled. So now she's homeschooled, so that's the end of that. But she misses being with her peers.
Mm-hmm. So. Certainly.
Well, thank you, Mr. Adams.
Yeah, have a good day. Be safe.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And that is true, what you said, that a lot of the white kids are adopting some of the, well, look at the clothing with the pants, you know, clear off their, down to their, almost to their groin. That is not something that white kids used to do.
Yeah, Deanna, if I can just say, I mean, look at Justin Bieber, for example. Grew up, nice little white kid, influenced by blacks. And then within the last, like, 18 months to a year, we've seen this dramatic change in him. All the little white girls can look up to him, little cute kid who sings these cute songs about love. What does he know about love? But now we're starting to see him hang out with blacks, get these tattoos, drive these cars recklessly, smoking marijuana, which apparently turned him into a fool. And who's doing this? And I think we need to look to his manager, Scooter Braun, who, by the way, got famous because he sent Steven Spielberg some kind of Holocaust memorial video. So, I mean, who is, just to throw that bone out to your listeners.
Right.
This, like I said, I'm not trying to blame the tribe for everything that's going wrong, but I mean, these are the things that are going on. You know, these pop culture idols that we look to, I talk about the militant man-hater Taylor Swift, who's, you know, making young girls imbibe this feminist poison, as well as like Lady Gaga with the homosexual marriage and stuff, and oxymoronic homosexual marriage, I might add. But, and same thing with Justin Bieber. They're used as tools, and our kids have this celebrity worship syndrome they suffer from.
Oh, sure. And that's what they do with the media. That's what they promote. They are promoting perception, and our kids are swallowing it up. All righty, we are going to a break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we'll take Fred from Michigan.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Joseph Adams. His website is The White Voice. He is the author of Murdering Multiculturalism, a candid conversation about how cultural and racial diversity is destroying America. Okay, let's take another caller. Let's take Fred from Michigan. Fred, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. The book that I've been reading, The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrigan Hitchcock, he does go into subject matter of multiculturalism and illegal immigration, and he posits that it is these various, like the ADL, AIPAC, et cetera, that are lobbying Congress to keep the borders open to enable all these illegal immigrants, which coincides with even the dictates of the Talmud that the best among the goyim deserve to be killed and used any way they want. And so they believe that by integrating these policies in government, they can then divide and conquer the native populace, of course. It's obvious. To destroy a culture and divide and conquer its people, the best way is to pollute the culture with all these foreign cultures, and okay. and then get the various ethnicities competing and, if possible, warring with each other. So my thought here is we need a nationwide campaign at the grassroots level to terminate these what I call Talmudic, satanic Talmudic serpent Semite lobbying groups.
Okay, Jess, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he touches on something that I talk about in the book, and he was talking about, like, dividing and conquering, and that's so true, because, like I said, when we talk about how multiculturalism is a systemic program by design, when you have a populace in a country that is fairly homogenous, like it was here in the United States, you're going to have two distinct parties that are courting the votes of that 100% of the pie. And what happened was, is we have sprinkled in these foreign, non-white elements and also women, which I think women should have had the right to vote long before any blacks did. But, and by the way, I'm not against women voting. I'm against everybody voting. But anyway, my point is that they had this total homogenous society for most part, at least the electorate was homogenous. And what they did was, is they added these foreign elements to the mix, which really saw the divide in our people. And that's why we have these stratifying qualities like nationalism, like socioeconomic status, like political affiliation. And that is precisely why we don't have the all-elusive white community like I spoke about earlier.
Right. Indeed. And certainly, anybody that comes in is allowed to vote. And, of course, they are going to vote for the person who is going to give them what they want. But when you really get right down to it, we don't have a real choice in this country because we don't elect the people that we are even voting for. They are placed before us, and they both serve the same interest.
Yeah, I don't think.
You know what else I've realized is the oath of office is a verbally consummated contract. We pay their salary, that's a contract, and then the tax revenues they collect from all of us is a contract. There's got to be a way to prosecute these criminal politics on the basis of these contracts. And because I'm sure if all of us collectively, or many of us, enough of us, quit paying their salaries and stop allowing the collection of a fraudulent tax like the income tax, and it is a fraudulent tax.
Well, the whole operation is fraudulent because the United States is a corporation. Each of your cities and your counties and your school districts are all corporations. I mean, the whole thing's a big scam.
That's, Deanna, that's what we have to repeat as often. That should be the focus of our energy because, you know, you're right, all corporations, so is the bar. All these attorneys, what do they belong to? They belong to their own private corporations, and it goes back to England. So here we, and I've heard that even the bar and the municipalities as corporations are actually listed on this, what, Dun & Bradstreet?
Yes.
So in reality, oh, by the way, if people don't know this, I called the U of M, University of Michigan Law Library, and they corroborated that, yes, Executive Order 6102, April 5, 1933, declared bankruptcy. That was, the statutory bankruptcy.
Right.
So according to their statutes, bankrupted entities do not have any valid legal authority.
Right, and I don't think you can fix this problem through the political system.
Yeah,
the system
is broken, Fred. If I can just tell you, the system is broken. These oaths that people take and these verbal contracts, like you said, this is nothing more than symbolism. It means nothing. What we need to do is pour gasoline on the fire. We need to accelerate the process of the destruction of this system because we need to balkanize in our own racial enclaves. We need to take our ball and go home, for lack of a better word. The system cannot be reformed. And even if it could be reformed, why would we as whites want to reform it? I mean, are we going to live in a place where we're going to become a minority, where we're going to have to speak their language? No, I say the hell with it. Let the system die. You know, we need to take Uncle Sam behind the shed for a date with a shovel.
Yeah.
That's well
Thank
put.
Thank you for those words of wisdom.
Sure.
Thank you, Fred. All righty, let's take Werner in Canada. Werner, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good afternoon, Diana, and good afternoon to your guests. The things they have happened in the past, and they will keep on happening if people are not being made aware of it and fight the beginnings. Whenever there are any trends surfacing that where the outcome is already predictable because it happened in the past so many times. And the situation where, especially in the United States, in North America, multiculturalism, and it happened in Germany in the Weimar Republic. And a very specific group, they use diversities as always as a starting point where they want to create friction within society, and they aggravate it in order to get their way. And then they promised, but what we have seen in the past, all their promises, when everything is said and done, they turn exactly into the opposite.
And they always make it seem like they're doing it for humanitarian reasons.
Yeah, but as I say, there's lots of blame to go around. And I remember there, haven't heard a while ago, here in Halifax, Nova Scotia, there used to be a community of black people that moved north, I don't know, Underground Railroad, you know, when they wanted to get away from slavery. Mm-hmm. But they established a black community. They called it Africville. They had a good social structure, you know, good family life and everything. You know, they had churches, and basically the family structure and the social structure was intact. But then some busybodies came along, and they didn't like the black people there. So they bulldozed their whole neighborhood down, and everything went to hell in a handbasket. They put them in big apartment buildings and so on, and basically the family structure disintegrated, and they ended up in the same situation as in many cities in the States.
All right, Joe. What's your comments on that?
Yeah, exactly. It's just there's really. I mean, he said it best. It's this diversity that's destroying our society. Diversity is, and multiculturalism is not a functional concept. You know, it is not functionalism. It just doesn't work. I mean, we see this everywhere. And like earlier, I mean, we have enough parts of the human conflict that cause us to fight. Why add this gasoline to the fire? You know, let's have our own autonomy. Let's celebrate our own identities, and let's murder multiculturalism. Let's smash it once and for all, like a fly in the pest that it is.
Well, as I say, look, in what I understand, for nearly 1,000 years.
Oh, gentlemen, we are going to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Joseph Adams. He is the author of Murdering Multiculturalism, a candid conversation about how cultural and racial diversity is destroying America. His website is The White Voice. Be sure and click on all of the links, and you can hear some of his audio files, which I'm sure are incredibly interesting. Okay, we had Werner from Canada. Werner, did you have another comment?
Deanna, what it basically boils down is common decency and fairness among people of different origins, different cultures. And when that falls by the wayside, then basically the door gets opened for chaos. And the point I wanted to make, in some of the Islamic empires, for centuries, people, different religions, and so they were living peacefully side by side. And what do we see, for example, in Libya right now?
Right. Well,
you know?
Sure.
Yeah, he's right. How about what's going on in France, the Islamization of France, pushing homosexuality? Yeah. I mean, are those two combustible elements or what?
But this basically, when you suddenly introduce a new cultural group, and it creates initially a volatile situation.
Sure, especially when you popularize those things, when you make those independent groups, those individual groups special by giving them whatever, special parades or special this or special that, special services, and forget about the citizens that are paying most of the taxes.
As I say, that boils down to fairness.
Sure.
And this is the very same detrimental elements are still at work. They want to create chaos.
Right. What are your thoughts?
Well, both of you were slightly wrong because, you know, like we talked about earlier, there used to be this hazing of immigrants. Now that's not the case anymore. I mean, now we are the out-group in our own country. And, you know, we talk about taxpayers. Well, yeah, I mean, taxpayers are what's keeping this country afloat. And who are the taxpayers? Well, 80% of taxpayer revenue comes from the pockets of whites. And without whites, who is going to patrol these black neighborhoods? Who is going to send the money to these foreign countries to behave? Like Israel and Egypt and all these other Islamic kind of countries we send aid to. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the system is unsustainable. And, I mean, I hope I'm around to see it totally implode.
But doesn't it come from the top down? And therefore those that make those decisions in the government, be it local government or on state or national government, they have to be held accountable.
Well, I actually address this specifically in my book. There's three distinct categories of the people who are participating in this multicultural religion. We have the utopians, the sociopaths, and the cowards. And, you know, I'm not trying to be nasty to any of us here, but the fact of the matter is that we are all exhibiting some form of cowardice by not being a major countercurrent against this flood tide of multiculturalism. I'm sure we don't have enough time to talk about all this, but I mean, you can read it. I talk about, you know, the one thing I will tell you, the takeaway is that the sociopaths are known for inducing mass suicide. Look at, like, Jim Jones, for example. This is what they do. This is suicide. And we need to murder multiculturalism before multiculturalism murders us.
Indeed. All righty. Well, thank you, Werner, for your phone call. We're going to move on. Let's take Chris in Missouri. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, Deanna, how you doing?
You
need a three-hour show, honey. I'm telling you, it's like...
Well, the time does go run out really quick.
It does. So I know we're running low. He hit the nail on the head about a couple of things. The whites in America are being total cowards. And the other thing is the only way to do it is take your ball and go home. Okay?
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's the way it is. And like a lot of these groups, people want this, like, you know, white nation for themselves, things like that. I mean, right now here in America, that's not going to happen, but you can make your own area, you know, and we need to start getting back to, you know, making our own businesses, not being slaves, that we have to step out of this system. Because the thing is the people that I'm worried about more than anything, more than any psycho ghetto blacks or all the illegals or anything, is the other stupid white people. They're the most dangerous at all because they're right next to you all the time.
Yeah. You're
and, I'd like to give you an example. I live down here in Southwest Missouri, and, you know, there is some okay people here, but the level of education here is appallingly low. It is mostly white area, right? Really, a whole bunch of Israel worship, and these people, like, I've never met a group of people that just didn't question anything. It's just shocking. And, you know, I mean, the people that are good here are outstanding, but there's just so few of them. I actually was on a job one day when there's these two total rednecks. One of them's even got a Confederate flag in the back of his truck, listens to country music, and him and this other redneck are arguing about who's got more black friends.
You know,
I mean, that's what you're dealing with here in America. I've been working blue collar. I've also worked white collar plenty too. And I also lived overseas. I lived and worked in France. I lived and worked in Denmark. I mean, I saw like this whole thing go on over there. I was in France probably 10 different times and saw France become, you know, a ghetto. And I lived in Denmark for a couple of years when they were bringing all the Bosnians in after the war and all the Africans. And next thing you know, this beautiful city of Copenhagen has like hundreds of like black rapist, murder, dope dealer thugs hanging out on corners harassing Danish women, you know. And my girlfriend was paying 51% tax when she was 21 to support these people. I kept that. Doesn't this bother you? I couldn't take it anymore. I had to leave.
Sure.
You know?
J- Joe, what are your thoughts?
So what I did, she tried to get me to get legal, you know, and like marry or be legal. And I said, are you kidding me? I'm not going to fund this system. So I worked for $50 an hour under the table the whole time I was there, and I kept my money. I said, if you think I'm going to pay for these, you know, idiots, I said, you're diseased.
Joe, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, we need to opt out of multiculturalism. That's what we need to do. And I believe the caller's name is Chris. Chris, the thing is that this is, once again, this is a testament to the systematic program elements of multiculturalism. We are designed to be this way. We are designed. You said you're afraid of white people. So am I. I'm afraid of more white people than I am of any black, any Jew, any Mexican. And we need to stop placing the blame on other people except our own. And we're designed to be emotional reactors, not thinkers. And, you know, and this is because we get to react to their propaganda. We open our wallets when we have the send a quarter a day to the starving children of Africa commercials. We are designed and engineered on these assembly line schools to be emotional reactors and not logical thinkers.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not doing what's best for us. We've got this sick thing where we have to go out and pamper other people, and we're the ones suffering for it, and they're doing well, and we're starting to really eat it big time. And we got to stop doing that, start growing our own food, taking care of our own business. And most of all, when one of these idiots comes up to you in the street and, you know, tell them to piss off, you know. If he attacks you, attack him back. I mean, but, you know, that's the main thing. Whites are just a bunch of babies and cowards for the most part now, at least in this country.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for your phone call.
Great show, guys.
Thank you. All righty. We have about 1 minute. So tell us about your radio program.
Yeah, it's The White Voice. I've done 2 seasons of it. We actually just passed our 100th episode. I wanted to stop doing the radio show because I wanted to get into making documentaries and writing books and stuff. We have, I think, A-list guests just about every week. This week we have Frank Taffy on. He is the best friend of George Zimmerman. You can check him out on YouTube. He is a white advocate if I've ever seen one. And yeah, I mean, it's just like my little hobby. It's great. But the book writing thing is something I'm taking on. I gotta say, Deanna, that last caller is totally going to love my book, and all the callers, they get it. And I kind of gave you guys the Cliff Notes version of it today, but I explain heavily why these things are happening, and more importantly, how they're happening, so we can counteract this multicultural cancer.
Absolutely, and I think it's very wise of you to have written a shorter book, and I'm sure that it is the Cliff Notes type of a book that we can all read through, probably in 1 or 2 sittings, and get some good ideas about how we can, what we can do to move ahead and to get out of this system and to start standing up for ourselves.
Well, to murder multi.
Exactly. Well, thank you so very much for being on the program today. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Have a wonderful weekend.